Blog Talk Radio.
Won't you sit down, child?
But I can't sit down. I just got to heaven, gonna look around.
I got shoes, you got shoes. All got children got shoes. When we get to heaven, we'll all have shoes. There won't be no one there gonna be singing the blues.
Welcome to NCI Family Radio, where New Covenant Israel believers are building the kingdom of God, helping to unite the family of God, serving each other all over this planet.
Won't be no one there gonna be singing the blues. I got a home, and you got a home. All got children got a home. When we get to heaven, we're moving that home. We're gonna march all over. We got heaven. Everybody talking about heaven ain't a going, honey. Well, I can't imagine a group of men who can't love the brother because of the skin. When we get to heaven, we'll all have shoes. There won't be no one there gonna be singing the blues. Well, I can't imagine a group of men who can't love the brother because of the skin. When we get to heaven, we'll all have shoes. There won't be no one there gonna be singing the blues.
Yeehaw. Come down from that wall. Come down from that wall.
I ain't coming down. You can't drag me down.
Come on now.
I ain't coming down. Last time I come down.
All right, then.
You think just because I'm Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall off this wall. That's what you think. Yeah, right?
Well done.
That's
how
you got me down.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. You can be the watchman. You can be the watchman. All right.
Ooh, that's Brother Eddie.
Pappy. Yes, sir. Mm. Eddie Rogers. That's right. Yes. Well, here we are on NCI Radio, Two World News. News of this world, which we call the company, the world system, the company, and of the next, which we call the kingdom, because that's what the Bible calls it, the kingdom. And as I say on one of my Something to Think About, I like to remind people that the kingdom is both coming and is here now. But there's a little difference. Yeah, a little difference. You need faith to see the kingdom. We try to avoid this. Why do we try to avoid this phrase, Pappy? Why are we afraid to say kingdom now?
Well, because there's an entire theology based on an eschatological view. I like that word.
No. Man.
Eschatological.
That's six syllables. Yeah.
I know. Whoa, is it stretching? Is it stretching my capabilities?
Indeed.
Little country Jew boy, that's a big word for country Jew boy.
Well, I hear what you're saying, there is a kingdom now movement, if you will. We wouldn't agree with that. What we're talking about is the kingdom by faith. The kingdom by faith. In other words, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you can see the kingdom manifest. Really, I think, mainly in the behavior of others. When you see people, the fruit of the Spirit manifesting in those people, you're seeing the kingdom.
Well, I think in us as well, Brother. I think it's simultaneous. We can experience the kingdom. We can participate in, because the entire plethora of spiritual gifts and manifestations are literal kingdom manifestations. It's the kingdom manifesting itself. So anytime the gifts are moving through us, any of us, whether it's someone else or us, we're seeing it manifest. So that's yes. But you're correct that our eschatology does not match up with the kingdom now, people. But we probably love them anyway, don't we?
Well, I think we do. And at the risk of getting into the second hour during the first, which we seem to do every week, I did think today, past couple of days, in advance of Passover celebration, I just it struck me, what if Yeshua hadn't come? What if Father hadn't sent his son? Then we'd have no kingdom to
see at all.
No. That's right. Imagine the state of the world. In fact, isn't this interesting, Pappy? In a sense, Two World News is sort of a manifestation or an answer to that question. What would the world be like without Yeshua? Well, there's, I don't know what the percentage would be, but I'm sure it's quite high of people in the company that don't believe. They don't believe, you know, there's no kingdom for them. They think they are the kingdom, and they're part of the world system, and frankly, they serve the God, small g, of this world.
You know, Bill, it's amazing. I met a new friend today, by the way, from Alaska, of all places.
Alaska. Wow.
And
that's a good place.
His name's Brother Randy. Yeah. It's a suburb of Texas, kind of a northeast, kind of chilly. I mean, a northwest, kind of a chilly suburb of Texas.
Yeah. And, very true.
I understood if we melted all the ice up there, it'd be about the size of a road. Yeah. So I'm not worried.
You'd have a big lake. You'd have a great lake.
We would have a great lake.
Yeah.
The,
where did you meet Randy?
Well, Arnie introduced you to Randy. Arnie was so kind. He's a friend of Arnie's, and he introduced me. Uh-huh. And we have a lot of things in common. One of which is a love for Africa, and he's been to Africa, and unfortunately he's seen some of the ugly parts. We've both seen it, but you can't imagine the insanity unless you actually go see it of what men can do to each other and
how
they can destroy each other and literally become more like animals than men. And this happens in the Middle East. It happens in Africa, and it virtually happens anywhere God is not. And so the whole premise, when you start looking at what does, and I realize that historically Christianity has been, it's been a religion that evolved, but it has also had so many positive effects on society. And
without any question.
So it's been the way that most people treat each other, and unfortunately religion itself has become has been over the years as it evolves from, you know, one sect to the next.
Yeah.
Went through all sorts of phases of bad and ugly, you know. But then when you go to a place where the statement is not, we're a Judeo-Christian values people.
Yes.
And you see men treating others like animals. And it's funny because Russia happens to be one of those places. It's a Judeo-Christian value-based society. Most of Europe is. America used to be. We're sliding fast for the drink.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and you're also right about the fact that Christianity, although it evolved, it became something other than what Yeshua heralded. I think.
Correct.
It's big business. You know, one of the biggest businesses, and I don't say that to be cynical, it's just a statement of fact. When you've got these huge mega churches, buddy, you better pay attention to your bottom line because you got bills to pay. But the point that I was going to make is you also said that some very good things came into being. And we might not have had the colleges, you know, Princeton, probably Harvard, all the biggie started out as Christian universities. And schools began teaching the Bible. Yeah.
Right.
It was all based
on offering. Bible school.
But then, of course, the company co-opted it. Took it over.
And that's which is sad. What we see built, and you know, it's going to be fun. The millennial reign, which comes up after the tribulation, which comes up after it's all a part of Jacob's trouble.
When this, I can hardly
when that
wait.
All goes, I can't either. We're rapidly riding into Jacob's trouble right now.
indeed, we are.
That's part of why we put this program together like we did, is so we can be giving you some warnings and saying, hey, prepare, because there are things coming up that are going to herald Jacob's trouble and finally the tribulation and then the judgment onto this earth. So, once we finally get to the millennium, we'll get to see what this planet was supposed to be like. And with Yeshua himself ruling from Jerusalem,
we're going back
nations,
to the gardens.
Oh, we are going to have and the priesthood of Melchizedek will be part of the ruling body worldwide, and it'll be incredible. It'll be incredible for
yes,
a thousand
sir.
Years. So. Looking forward to that time and that time frame. In the meantime, we got to get there, and to get there, we got to get through all of what the company and God, being gracious, has said to the company and to the devil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, boys, I'm going to give you a shot.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Give it your best shot.
Yeah.
Because when it's over, when you're done. It's my turn.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be like in the day. It's going to be like in the days of Noah, and this, of course, would have to be seen as a just an example of what is coming. I'm not suggesting. Well, the scripture clearly says that Yahweh will never again destroy the earth with water. Next time it's fire, but there is a door. I think we've talked about this in the program. There is a door, and apparently it's still somewhat open, but we could almost make a case if we wanted to that the door seems to be closing. It's closing. It's not wide open anymore. And so, you know, today's the day of salvation. And when the door closes, Pappy, I think we know what's going to happen. It's going to get rough.
You know, it's going to get real rough, Bill. And I don't think we're too far away from that happening.
Right.
As that door, I think it started moving, and I believe we can hear the hinges crickling. Is that a word?
get that WD-40.
I don't think it's going to help. Those are big hinges.
So if we see
if we
see the virgins holding their lamps in one hand and WD-40 in the other, they're just trying to keep that door open.
you got to get that oil in that little lamp. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Well, Bill,
yes, sir.
Let's talk. Since we're talking about the company and what the company's doing, what's going on with the company? What are they doing out there right now? I mean.
Well, the number
for gun control.
Yeah. Right, and it's interesting how one network, I think it was NBC, said there were 800,000 marchers, and CBS said there were 200,000 marchers. So there seems to be no agreement as to how many marchers there were. But Pappy, it's sad without getting into the gun issue, without even getting into it, just the fact that these young people who, in many cases, have not had the Judeo-Christian foundation, either in the home or in the school. And so, boy, you talk about a philosophically in play, And so they're easy picking. And they're being used. They're being used by political parties to further their narrative and their agenda, and it's pretty pathetic. One fellow, by the way, said, isn't it interesting? These kids are out there, and they are demonstrating and wanting to give up their freedom. In other words, when you're calling for the abolition of the Second Amendment, and once you do that, by the way, Pappy, your First Amendment's going to go away real quick. So
once you give up your Second Amendment, all amendments go away.
It's all, yeah, exactly right. And these young people don't see, they have no sense of history. They don't have any sense of where we came from. So
no.
It's sad. It's really sad and pathetic because, Pappy, I would venture to say that what happened at that school, I'll say it this way, it sure looks like a false flag. Now, a false flag doesn't mean that nobody gets hurt, nobody gets killed. It wasn't a horrible thing. That's not what a false flag is. A false flag is a relatively small crisis. It's a setup crisis to kick the can down the road, to further somebody's agenda. And this one worked pretty well. I must say, this one worked pretty well. You know something else, Pappy, and this sounds outrageous to say, but hey, this is Two World News, and we're in the nasty hour.
We're in the outrageous business, aren't we?
Yeah, because this is exactly... I'm just going to say this, Pappy. This is exactly what Hitler did with his brown shirts. He enlisted young people and he sent them into the streets to spread his philosophy. And one of the first things he did, of course, was to disarm, especially the Jews, you know, get them disarmed and get them in the ghetto. And then anybody who wasn't playing a part in his program, you can better believe they were disarmed. So we've seen this before. We know exactly where it's going to go. We know where it's going.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, let me ask you a question, Bill. And this is sort of the, I'm going to use the word humorous. A humorous term. Where would we be if they won? Okay. If the left wins, and they make guns illegal.
Right.
How many people, and think about it today, Bill, with the attitudes of the American people today, which the word loyal doesn't even reflect hardly anything to me.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, everybody, we're going to make guns illegal. Everybody come turn your guns in.
Right.
How many people would actually do that?
Are we talking Texas?
No, we're not talking Texas because that ain't gonna happen. We're gonna have a war.
Ain't taking Bubba's guns.
You ain't taking Bubba's guns. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We know Bubba ain't giving. Okay, but the rest
That's
of the country. What is the other, you know, the United States Texas ain't going. So.
That's right. I think to answer your question, frankly, let's say that the precipitating event happened. The tipping point was reached. That's probably going to be an economic event. And so things got really, really rough in a matter of days or weeks. So that when you're running down to your Walmart, there's nothing on the shelf. You know, here comes Uncle Scam saying, this is a terrible problem we caused. But we have the solution to this problem we caused. And here we know where you can get food. We will take care of you. Now, you don't have any guns, do you? Turn in your guns and then we will take care of you. Well, you know, It's not too much. And here comes the FEMA bus. I mean, how do you take care of multiplied thousands, if not millions of people, Pappy? How do you take care of it? Do you go door to door? Hello, government Meals on Wheels. Is that how they're going to do it? I don't think so.
No.
I think they're going to be, and this will come, in phases, in my opinion. The first phase is going to be horrendous, because the first phase is going to be the crisis. We're talking people running around, panicking, doing things that are, you know, against the law for sure. And so those are the, quote, troublemakers that become visible. And so we scoop them up first. It doesn't mean we kill them. It means we put them somewhere. We get them under control. We pacify them. Now,
FEMA camps.
The next bunch. Well, hello. and then the next bunch. My question again is, if you have multiplied thousands of people who don't have any food, don't have any water, don't have any means of taking care of themselves, and here comes Uncle Scam, you know, it's pretty much a done deal.
So
I realize.
So it's sort of important to be able to take care of yourself. That would be the first way to get out of this line of problem. It would be to, hey, Bill, have you seen these new inside voting systems?
The what?
They're LED lights. They're inside growing systems. They're little bookshelf inside growing systems. Where you know what a greenhouse? A greenhouse still uses the sun. Okay, the inside, the little units I've been looking at lately, they actually use LED lights in the solar panel, and they create light, and they're like bookshelves, and on the bookshelves they're producing all of your vegetables on these little things. So anyway, I just wondered if you've been looking at those things. I think that's something I would play with and see if I can grow me a tomato.
Joyce planted I don't know how many hundreds of plants the past couple of days. All of our gardens have now been tilled and resourced and planted, and we got some nice rain today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. In a month or so,
taste it coming up.
You bet. It's going to be organic and fresh. One thing that I did for the first time last year is I began walking out into the backyard in the morning, and for breakfast sometimes I just go to the cherry tomato plant and pick me three or five cherry tomatoes. Man, those things right off the vine, are they good? Whew! Delicious. Yep.
Well, it's going to be interesting how
yes, it is.
The reality is people that don't have a way to take care of themselves in any way, shape, fashion, or form, the inside units are really neat for winter.
Right.
When you start thinking about winter. You can garden during the summer, but in the winter, it's a little difficult in most places. Unless you happen to live in Belize, which is a place in Belize. Matter of fact, if we could win the two world lottery,
yes,
buy a ticket.
That's true. That is true. So we'll just have to stay in Texas for now. I didn't divulge your location, Pappy. I didn't say where your bunker is. And if I say it's in Texas, that's the needle in the haystack. Are you there, or have we lost you? It appears that either we have lost Pappy or I have lost communication. I appear to be still on. Pappy, if you can hear me, let's go to something to think about and solve this technical problem if we can. All right, folks, the problem is not with your set. Please stand by.
Are you there, Brother Bill? Hello, Brother Bill. Hello, Brother Bill. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. I'm back, Bill. Can you hear me, Bill? Okay, let's do this.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, how about
now?
Now
we're there. Okay, okay.
What in the world? Yes, sir. We took a time out there.
All right, let's just go ahead and the Democrats done. They found the bunker. They disconnected our line. 20 tanks surrounded the place, and they pulled up our antenna. Brother Bill, they pulled up our antenna. Okay, Hillary Clinton was standing on one tank. Obama was standing on the other, and they ripped up our antenna. Okay, and that's the gospel truth the way they would tell it.
Well, okay. That's your story, and you're sticking to it. That really did feel like a test. That felt like a test run, didn't it?
I love it. Yeah.
But we're back. We are back. Hey, my listener sent me an email. Uh-oh, is Pappy gone again? Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that Pappy is gone again. Pappy, if you can hear me, you could go to something to think about while we regroup. Time's up. What is your answer? What is the question? Well, folks, we're going to take another time out. Hopefully, we will see you on the other side. All right. Pappy, you're back?
There's 1,000 liberals coming up on the left. There's 1,000 liberals coming up on the right. Okay. Hillary and Obama are ready. Instead of tanks, they got them newfangled, what do you call those weapons? Weapon platforms. Yeah. Well, you
charge.
Know, I'm going to do something. We're
under
siege.
That's a good idea.
We're under siege. I'm going to tell you something. Think about how long this call works out here in this storm.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
good deal. This is exciting. All right.
This is exciting. Here we go.
It is.
NCI Family Radio, brought to you in part by Paradox Energy Biosystems, comprehensive solutions for complex problems in a modern world. And by Eddie Rogers, news you may not have heard about. Send an email to eddie@torah-truths.com and ask Eddie to sign you up for his free weekly newsletter. Learn more about the author of Epidemic, Dr. Russ Hauck, at www.newcovenantisrael.org. And now, here's something to think about. You know, we call this program Two World News, news of this world and the next. And by that, we mean news of the world system, which we call the company, and news of the coming kingdom. I always like to remind us that the kingdom is here. Jesus, Yeshua, heralded the kingdom, said it's nigh, it's in your heart, and you manifest it by faith. And with the eyes of faith, you can see the kingdom. Yeah, even now. But, of course, there is a kingdom coming that will replace the world system. So, news of the company and the kingdom. Anyway, my friend, psychologist Dr. Wanda Woodward, has sent an article. She's a news aggregator. That's what she does. She collects news stories and sends them out to her email list, and I'm on that list. She's a smart lady. She is talking about connecting dots, and this is something we talk about on Two World News, just to be aware
of how the company operates. That's kind of important that we be aware of that. And she says, let's connect dots. They seem disparate, but they really are not. It is your choice whether you want to ignore it or be informed and prepared. What I have now determined is that there's a behind-the-scenes global economic ideological war going on between mostly two factions of the uber elite. Everything else, including all world upheavals, stem from these two factions. Trump has a cadre of people who are on his side. He opposes the Soros, Rothschild, EU, globalist, communist, New World Order. And yet he has his own very powerful wealthy people on his side, and they are waging a battle beyond the view of the world. We don't get to see what they're doing. We often say it's behind the curtain, right? Pay no attention to the person behind the curtain. All of what you see on the mainstream media is just theatrics compared to what's going on behind the scenes and what is coming down the pipe with people in the prior administration, which is known as the permanent government or the deep state. And I like what she said there about what we get to see is kind of play acting. That's about all it is. It's, in my world, it's PR. It's a PR show. It's infotainment. Anywho, she says the uber elite war is going on largely behind the scenes, although there are substantial sociocultural and civil upheavals which manifest from this turbulence. And America and Europe and other parts of the world are seeing what is stemming from that behind the veil war. Trump C. Putin. C is the president of China, XI, I think that's how you say that. Trump C. Putin are working in each of the countries to take down these transnational criminals and human traffickers and Satanists who are threatening the economic stability of the entire world. In fact, Xi and Putin have been going after transnational criminals for several years prior to when Trump took office. And then she goes on to recommend an interview, which I did not view in its entirety, but it has to do with this very thing, the fact that these uber elites are conducting sort of a behind-the-curtain war. We don't get to see it. And frankly, as she says, correctly, I think, Trump and his cadre, they're behind their curtain as well. And what we get to see is sort of a, call it symptoms, if you will, symptoms of what's going on. From time to time, we see manifestations of trouble that brews away from our seeing. So, not being able to see doesn't mean not being aware. I think we know from Scripture that Father has said that Satan himself is the God, small g, of this world. Yeah, he runs the world system. He's the prince of the power of the air. He's got a lot of power, but he doesn't have authority over you and me, we who believe. And the Scripture says that to as many as believe, then Father gave them the power to be his children, and he's going to take care of his children, even in the midst of this invisible war. Something to think about.
Brother Bill, are you there, Brother Bill? Are you there? Are you there? Brother Bill, can you hear me, Brother Bill? Bill, are you there? Hello, Bill. Okay, dokey, not getting anything. Bill. Welcome. Welcome. Honey? Honey?